Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Amanda Grace here with you live. Today is Monday, July 15th, 2024. Welcome to everybody coming on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. We're happy to have you with us. Those of you abroad and here, and our Ark of Grace team and our moderators, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We have a lot to talk about with what's happening, because I know the VP pick was announced as well. And I'm just a little uneasy. I'll just say that much. But so we will open up in prayer. We have some people joining us for this, because there's a lot to talk about with this. We're going to do a broadcast later on in the week too, where we're going to break down all the prophecy, but there is a clip that with some clips we're going to play. So once we open up in prayer, I'm going to give you an update on Diesel. And then we are going to we're going to bring everybody on and we're going to talk about it. You see, there's multiple people in the chat saying they're uneasy as well. Okay, so let me open up in prayer and then we'll get into it. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Lord, we praise you. Your mercy is new every single day, Father God, that weeping may endure for a night, but that joy comes in the morning, Lord. We acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He rose again miraculously in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord. Father, let your word go ahead of us, Father God. Lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Lord, you are the God of the impossible, Father. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Nisi, our banner, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Father God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we give you all the praise today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay, amen. So, update on Diesel. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm having a hot flash here, and it's like it's warm outside. We just had a storm out here, actually. So we need very serious prayer, because they're giving Diesel 24 hours. 24 hours to see some kind of turnaround. They said otherwise we have to make a very tough decision. And Diesel looked very tired today. I was there for almost 2 hours today. Praying over him. I put the tallit over him. I spoke with the doctor. She's actually a very nice doctor. It's just she has to give things in terms that doctors are trained, unfortunately, to give them in. And so Diesel needs very serious prayer over the next 24 hours, because the Lord is going to decide the fate of this horse. And it's been hard. And it's been a hard day. So if you could just pray for him, because I'm accountable to the Lord when I have to say it's enough. And I know that. And so I'm agonizing over this. And I just need your prayer so I make the right decision and do right by him. Because he was given to us after he was abandoned and we took him. And it's just very hard. So I'm just asking for prayer with this, because I want to make the right decision. And it's heavy. And it's hard, but this is part of it. This is part of doing what the Lord asked you to do. And it's not always fun, and it's not always easy. And sometimes it's very heavy. And so just pray for him over the next 24 hours. And I'm going to pray, and I'm going to trust that the Lord is going to give me the wisdom that I need in order to do what needs to be done by Diesel and what needs to be done by what the Lord wants here. So Diesel is at his altar right now. And the doctor said, you have fought for this horse, Amanda. We don't get to do this for many horses because not many owners are willing to go the distance. You have gone for this horse, they said. So we have watched you fight for this horse. And I said to the doctor, I said, you know, doctor, I said, let me explain to you why I fight. I said, because if you understand where it's coming from, it's going to help you. And I said, I was once Diesel. And I was once written off and very ill and on death's door. And the Lord reached in and he restored me and he delivered me. And he raised me up to do what I do. So I don't give up easily when it comes to these things because I was once that horse. I was once him. And I have a heart for that. And I understand that. So I'm not one to give up easy because the Lord didn't give up easy on me. And so I try to show the heart of the Father and do the same. So just pray for me with having to make this decision. I will keep everyone updated, I promise. But it's, you know, it's been a hard day. I wanted to come on anyway. I do have Clay and Andrew waiting. We have a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on. Trump chose his VP pick. I'm going to get their opinion on this because I'll give mine at some point. But we'll talk about that as well. There's also some clips we're going to play and get everybody's reaction to. So let's bring on Clay and Andrew.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
This has not been a fun day.
I'm sorry, Amanda, what you're dealing with there. I had no idea. So I totally can empathize with you. I understand a little bit of what that's like. We have a lot of animals here, not as many as you, but yeah. I understand.
Yeah, so it's, you know, horses are sensitive animals. They may not look it, but they are. But Diesel is a horse. He's a 21-year-old horse that we took in. So. Wow. So, wow. Yeah. So, but I just wanted to update everybody because I've been keeping everybody posted on this situation with Diesel. But we need to talk about some things here of what's going on and what's happened and what transpired over the weekend. And I want to get everybody's take on this. And we have clips too. I'm sure you have clips, Clay. We have clips to play. And get everybody's reaction to. So I'm gonna hand it over to the two of you to get your reaction.
I wanted to see if you could play that first clip. There's one where you, Amanda, were in my home.
Yes.
With Pastor Steve Chocolonti. And yes. You guys were there. And again, this is wild stuff. We're having a business conference and a sort of a, it's a, it was a, not a Reawaken America tour, but it was a podcasters event. And you were at my home and you guys felt the need to discuss some things that were on your heart, some prophecies. And Amanda, you contributed a lot to the prophecies. So did Pastor Steve Chocolonti.
Yes.
And so did Brandon Biggs. And so on March 14th, Brandon made a prophecy. And I wanted people to see that clip because he talked about how there would be a bullet that would whiz by President Trump's ear and that President Trump would survive. Mm-hmm. But that he would become a spirit-filled Christian from that, and that he would then become president of these United States, and then there would be a massive economic collapse. And I just think it really ties into what we're talking about today with Andrew and I. So I want to see if you might be able to play that clip there.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if we have it. Oh, Clay, can you send it to them? Wait, yeah. I never got it in my email or my text. Okay. I thought they got it.
Okay, no problem.
Clay will send it, and we'll get it up.
Okay, no problem. Let me make this happen here. And then in the meantime, again, just a quick recap of this weekend's events. I was actually on the phone with President Donald J. Trump's son at the moment that a lot of these events were taking place. And I will tell you, Amanda, the Trump family, they hold you in very high regard. You already know that, but they hold you in high regard. And they, you know, Eric was the one who called for the call for prayer. Eric is the one who called for the call for prayer. And if anybody hasn't seen your emergency broadcast, you did a phenomenal job hopping in and providing a calming voice. But again, I mean, there was a reason why you did not change the date of that night of
the
prayer.
The Lord was adamant for me not to change it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you were praying for President Trump, and I'll be leaving here in just a matter of hours, headed there to Milwaukee to be with Eric during his presentation. But I just resent that. Or I just sent it to Elise for the first time there, so she should have that.
She got it. Yeah, she's shaking her head. Okay. Yes.
Great. Okay. Yeah, and I wanted to see that clip real quick.
Okay. Okay.
I saw Trump rising up. And I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when he, and I see him, I saw him winning the presidency through great, the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. But there would be a stop to it, and there things would start to break free come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning the election through the Patriots coming out and voting. And then there will be a great economy crash.
Take a look at what happened.
Let me see now.
I'm going to tell you what was amazing about this. There was something that.
I want to stop it right there if we can, Amanda, to allow you an opportunity to react to that. So, again, I mean, some people understand, like, this prophecy was delivered by you, but Amanda, you were there, Pastor Steve Ciacalani.
Yeah.
Brandon
Brooks, we were all there in my living room.
And it happened in the day after the shooting. I'm talking to Eric Trump about it. So, I mean, this is some profound stuff, Amanda.
Well, we're going to play. We have a clip in a moment from the night of prayer. We're going to play and get both your gentlemen's reaction to it as well. But if you notice at that event, normally when there's an active shooter at a concert or at a venue, people scream and they run. Right? Every single person stood there and stared down that shooter. They did not move. And that is a testament to that, you know, that resolve right now that is raising up in Americans to say we've had enough. Mm-hmm. We've had enough of this type of nonsense. And that was a huge testimony to that none of them ran. They all stayed. And we're praying for the family who, the gentleman that lost his life protecting his family. It was just, you know what I mean? You hear that and it just is, it's very hard. But I'll get your gentleman's reaction, and then we're going to play a clip from the night of prayer.
Sure. And I just want to be clear on this. And I'm going to go to Andrew here is, you know, again, Brandon Biggs prophesied there would be a bullet that whizzed by Trump's ear. He'd fall to his knees. He'd be filled with the Holy Spirit, which Kim Clement said that Trump would become a trumpet. He would be a president for a second term, but he'd be filled with the Holy Spirit before he returns. Brandon Biggs went on to say then that would be followed by a big economic collapse once he's elected. Now, Peter Schiff, who's not a spiritual advisor for President Trump, he's not a prophet. He is saying that we're going to have an economic collapse as soon as Trump gets in there. You're beginning to see the BRICS bloc announce they're rolling out a new technology. And Andrew, you know all about this, to introduce a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency, a technology called M-Bridge, which will allow the entire BRICS world to conduct commerce without using the U.S. dollar. So, Archina, I just want to get your reaction to A, that prophecy, and then B, the idea that prophets and precious metals experts, currency experts, are all saying we're headed for an economic collapse following the election.
This is all real. I mean, it's what the prophet said about Trump and it happening is absolutely unbelievable. And he's become such a driving force here in this country. And it's like, I'm so proud of Trump to see his response. It took him less than two seconds to do the fist pump. And Clay, you and I have done so many different interviews where you show the video where Putin is walking with the royal family in Saudi in Dubai, and his chest is pumped out. He just looks strong and confident, has swagger. And I was jealous of Russia because they have a leader there that actually has a big impact in the whole world. And here we do as well. And we saw that a couple of days ago. And it just makes me really proud to be an American and know that we're about to get the right person in there. On the flip side, and to answer the other part of your question, he can't fix this all in one day. He can't fix it in 1 year. And I'm not even sure if 4 years is enough time to fix it. I think the best we could hope for is that he gets us on that path. But the BRICS are not playing. They control 75% of the world's money. And the BRICS nations are rolling out the digital payment system that's going to be gold-backed, and you need to get in on gold and silver and be in on the ground floor because mm-hmm. this is happening.
You know, what's interesting about that, and this thought just came to me, right? And Donald Trump knows this well. When you have a building, right? And the building's a problem. The building's got to be knocked down, right? Bricks have to be knocked down. What do? You go into a period of demolition. And you go into a period of saying, okay, we're going to hit the foundation and it's going to cause the rest of the bricks to come down, right? Now, Donald Trump is a master when it comes to construction, but this also can be applied to financials as well. So this is going to be very interesting because he's an out-of-the-box thinker, how he's going to deal with BRICS. I'm sure he's already been thinking about this, but how he's, because it's not going to be the way we expect.
Well, and if you remember the Kim Clement prophecy, Kim Clement said, remember gold.
Mm-hmm.
He said gold, remember gold. That's Kim Clement talking to you. He said, there'll be a simple plan. Remember gold. And so what I wanted to do, I just want to take a brief second, if I could, Amanda, just to get into this, because I talked to somebody who's we all know this person through the Reawaken America Tour. I'm going to be very vague because I don't want to share their personal financial situation. But they were calling me, Andrew, and they said to me, Clay, I've got a house. It's worth about $500,000. They're in a blue state, and my house is halfway paid off. And so because of some economic issues with my husband's business, we were looking to pull some equity out. So this person, if you can picture in your mind, folks, they have a house worth $500,000. It's halfway paid off. They put the house on the market. They tried to sell it. 9 months later, they haven't sold it. So their thought was, I'll just go to the bank and I'll pull out equity. And the bank is going, nope, no equity for you. So then they said to me, How does the whole gold thing work? Like, if you wanted to cash out your precious metals, how does that work? And I said, well, the way it works is if you bought from bh-pm.com, which is who I buy from, that's Andrew's company,
bh-pm.com. Yeah, we have his info. We could put Andrew's info up.
You know, but whether you buy from him or you buy, I'm just making up, you know, names of things. But there's other companies. You're not the only guy in the world that sells precious metals. You know, so there's companies, you know, like a Gold Line or like a Shift or whatever. What happens is if, I would argue, and Andrew, maybe you disagree, I would argue that gold and silver is far more liquid than equity in a home. It's far more liquid. And so this person said, well, what do you need to do? I said, well, if I needed to come up with $100,000 of cash, I would simply get on the phone with the precious metals dealers and say, hey, I would like to cash out my precious metals. So just to be clear, mm-hmm. a lot of the precious metals that I bought from Andrew were at $1,700 an ounce, $1,600 an ounce, that kind of thing. Now it's at $2,400 per ounce of gold. And if I called Andrew's team and said, hey, I want to sell my gold to you, obviously you're not going to give me the full market price because you got to make a profit. And obviously you have to mark it up a little bit when you sell it. But I could get my money, Andrew, you know, within the week. And in your home, I mean, this person's had their house on the market for 7 months. And now they can't get an equity line. I just want to get your thoughts on that, Andrew, if you're hearing those kind of things, because I believe a lot of people are getting their finances trapped within these investment vehicles.
They are. The banks are in a lot of trouble right now, and they're doing a lot to try to protect what they have. And they don't want to see the funds leave the bank. I mean, we recently had somebody that agreed to do a $207,000 deal. They went to the bank to try to wire it, and the bank said, hey, this is fraud. So we cannot send this wire transfer. And these are people that have bought from us before. And it was Chase Bank, which is our, also happens to be our bank. We had them overnight a check to us to try to kind of get around the bank not sending the wire. The check was sent back, returned, unpaid, not NSF, but unpaid. And the bank will not send it. And the banks are acting like the money that they hold is theirs when it's really yours. But yeah, to answer the question, gold and silver are liquid. I was in France recently. I sat next to a guy. He said, "What do you do for a living?" I told him. I go, "What do you do for a living?" He goes, I help people protect their assets." And I go, "How do you do that?" He says, "Well, I sell rare art." And he goes, "It's not quite like you, Andrew, because you, with your gold and silver, that's liquid. I still think my art is better, but it's not liquid." And I just, we spent a little bit of time debating which is better. And ultimately, we agreed that tangible assets are where you need to be. Things that you can get your hands on that you don't need to ask permission in order to liquidate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what's interesting is even with silver, right? Silver is something that can be used easily. Andrew was saying this at one point as tender. You could actually pay for something with a silver coin if someone's willing to accept it. And you know what I mean? Gold too, but silver, you know what I mean? Comes in smaller denominations. And so basically, silver is something that Andrew and I worked on, and we did the coin together, which I think we have a picture of it to put up because I forgot to grab it from upstairs. I have them upstairs in my purse, actually. And so we did the coin, which Clay was a part of as well. And so with Cyrus on one side, now that has a meaning now. See, wait, Clay, now this coin really has meaning after what happened. Now this is prophetic, guys. So this is important for all of you to listen up. This coin was designed 3 months prior to any of this happening, what we just saw transpire, right? This was the design. The Cyrus, our shepherd, right? Prophetically, Cyrus, faithful shepherd. And then on the back, 2024 saving grace, because God will be our saving grace in 2024. That's who's good. And that's why the ark with the dove with the olive branch came to the ark, because that showed the waters had begun to recede. So the storm was on the verge of ending and the waters were beginning to recede. And so this was designed months and months and months ago, right? Before any of this. And we just actually, I don't know, about a month ago, maybe, Andrew or so, told people about this finally, that these coins were ready to be purchased. But these coins have even more prophetic meaning now after what happened than they did before. So I'll get you guys' reaction on that.
Well, man, I want to just chime in with something here. This is, again, I'm just giving real examples of real people that we all know through the Reawaken America tour. There was a lady I know, and again, don't judge her. This is before we knew what we knew, okay? Very successful in the medical space. And Andrew, we all know people that have made money in the pharmaceutical industry as reps. We all know people that are medical reps. And now they look back and go, man, I didn't know what I was doing 20 years ago. Well, this person made a lot of money, had over $1 million in the bank. They decided to put that money into a retirement account. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they did. God bless him or her. That's what they did. Well, now they've decided, hey, you know what? I may want to take my money out and buy some rental properties. So they called me up, and I'm a business consultant. Okay. So people call me sometimes. This is the kind of things we talk about. And they go, how do you and your wife pull money out of this particular kind of investment vehicle without paying a 40% penalty? That's the question they asked me. And I said, well, you can't. And they go, I can't. What do you mean? What do you and your wife do? And I said, you can't do it. It's a vehicle that's designed for you to avoid penalties as long as you keep it in there. So it's not a liquid thing. And they go, oh, well, I bet you when you sell your gold, there's a penalty. And I said, you know what? I'm going to ask my good friend Andrew on the show about this. Because Andrew, if somebody is listening right now and they have legitimately 10 ounces of gold, let's call it for an even number, 10 ounces of gold. And let's say that the spot price today was $2,400 per ounce of gold, which, by the way, for your hip listeners, Amanda, who've been buying precious metals for the last 3 years, gold used to be what, $1,700, $1,800 now. Yeah. Now it's $2,400. So if they had $24,000 of gold, Andrew, and they wanted to sell it to a guy like you, to sell it to a precious metals dealer, what's a reasonable hit that someone would take on selling their precious metals. Because we know if somebody were to cash out their retirement, there's 40% penalty in many cases. What would that cost if someone wanted to cash out gold and silver and sell it to you?
It's a great question. It's only going to be about 1%. So other companies will do something where they say, okay, we charge a 5% liquidation fee. So so what they'll do is they'll calculate what they would normally bid, and then they go 5% lower. We don't do that. And for the people that do the 5%, I don't see anything wrong with that if that's what they're doing. But for us, we were lucky enough to get the business from the client in the first place. Yeah. And we'd rather not take a spread on the way out.
Andrew, what is your minimum for people purchasing?
Okay, so the minimum is now $2,500.
Because of California. It's not because of Andrew.
Because of California tax. But I have had a couple of people reach out about retirement accounts, and they say, oh, great. I called a couple of years ago, and the minimum was $10,000, and now it's $2,500, and I'm ready to go. But for retirement accounts, it's not really worth you proceeding with a $2,500 minimum, because the fees are going to be about $250 a year. Mm. So it's just not cost effective. You might want to talk with your financial advisor. It might make sense for you to liquidate that retirement account and take a tax hit, and then buy gold and silver as part of a cash deal.
No, Amanda, I wanted to ask you this because you know, you hear a lot of people in the prophetic space. I say a lot, yourself. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm just documenting things I've heard. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. I've heard Lance Wallnau talk about this Babylonian system that we have to come out of. And what I find is so many people, all of their money is invested in a marketplace where it's not liquid. They don't have access to their own money. So the question I would have to ask is, you know, why does somebody put their money in a bank? Well, I think we've all been told you put your money in the bank to keep it safe, right? That's what we're told. However, if you can't access it when you want it, if you don't make any interest on having it there, if the bank tells you where and when you can spend it, is that really keeping it safe? And then my final question is with the bank, you know, the banks right now, what percentage of the money that you and I deposit in the bank can the bank now invest in speculative things? Well, this just in, since COVID, banks have been allowed to invest every dime that you deposit. So if you deposit $100, the bank is allowed to turn around and invest those $100 into something else. So I really look at it as like, we need to figure out, what is the purpose of a bank? And so, Amanda, I sat down with a friend of mine who happens to be a Christian. I'd sat down with him years and years ago. And again, recently we were talking about banking and the purpose of banking. This is a guy who owns a bank. And his point was, you know, the reason why you put your money in a bank is so you can keep it safe and, you know, maybe make a little interest, but just to keep it safe. And so I asked the question, do you keep your money in a bank? He goes, oh, absolutely not. And again, and it's an interesting thing. And Andrew and I know some of the same people, so he could probably guess who it is, but we're not going to do that. But all I'm saying is, I'm going, well, where do you keep your money? He's like, well, I own businesses that generate income. And whenever I have cash, I just keep it in precious metals. And then if I need to generate, if I ever have cash, I want to save it. He says, I buy precious metals. Now, if I ever want to buy something like a loaf of bread, or I want to buy a car or make my mortgage payment or whatever that is, I'm going to then cash out. And that's how you do it. So we need to kind of redefine saving money. And I believe a big component of this Babylonian system is this Federal Reserve and the Bank of International Settlements, which, by the way, the Bank of International Settlements is the central bank of central banks. And they recently brought in Yuval Noah Harari to be an advisor. So Augustine Carsons, who's the head of the...
Oh, he's new. I haven't seen him before.
Yeah, this is the head of the Bank of International Settlements. They just brought in Yuval Noah Harari to be a lead advisor. And these two guys are introducing a program called M-Bridge. And Amanda, this is programmable central bank digital currency, meaning they can turn off your ability to buy or sell based upon whatever they want. So 15-minute cities, you've exceeded your carbon footprint, you've eaten too much meat, you voted for Trump. I mean, this is literally what they're talking about. And they brought in Yuval Noah Harari. So everyone go to YouTube right now. Don't believe me. Go to YouTube and type in Bank of International Settlements, Yuval Noah Harari. And you're going to see the guru of motivation, Augustine Carsons, teaming up with the dystopian dictatorship advocating Yuval Noah Harari. And these two guys are advocating for the central bank, programmable central bank digital currencies. So again, man, I think we have to get out of the Babylonian system.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has gotten worse over the years, and it always does. So if you take the Tower of Babel, right? Before they built Babel, right? Okay, Nimrod was a mighty hunter before the Lord, and the Lord wasn't too keen on Nimrod, right? And what they right. were doing. But once they crossed a threshold into, oh, we're going to come together and we're going to make bricks and we're going to build a tower into heaven and we're going to find our own way to heaven to go, you know, to deal with God.
Right.
That is when the Lord said they've gone too far. There's always a point where man has to go too far. Right. And they start building the Tower of Babel. So they're not just a people, right, that are settled in an area. They now start coming together of one mind, of one accord, and building a tower that has dire consequences to civilization. Because when God had to come down and say, okay, slow your roll, people on earth, this is not happening. And he confused their languages and scattered them to the areas of the earth. They took their nonsense into every area of the earth. They did when they were scattered, right?
Amanda, the Bank of International Settlements, I'm not exaggerating. Everyone needs to look this up. Assume I've lost my mind. For people that don't know this, the Bank of International Settlements is actually their building. Their actual building is designed to look, I'm pulling it up on my screen, but your listeners can look it up on their own. It's designed to look like the Tower of Babel.
What? Oh, guys, did you just hear that? The Bank of International Settlements is designed to look like the Tower of Babel. I didn't know that when that I just said what I said.
Look it up. Don't assume I'm crazy. This guy, listen, Yuval Noah Harari. This
Clay,
guy, listen,
you keep putting his face on your body.
Well, this is important for people to see because nobody knows it. This guy, Amanda, his name in Hebrew means father of music. That's Yuval, means father of music. Noah, as in the days of Noah. Harari means shall ascend to the mountaintop. His name as a sentence means the father of music, as in the days of Noah, shall ascend to the mountaintop. And he's advocating for a programmable central bank digital currency. He wants to change the times. He wants to change the laws. He wants to rewrite the Bible using AI. And he did a speech recently at the World Economic Forum where he put the Tower of Babel behind him on the screen. On the screen. So, Amanda, when you speak at the Reawaken Tour, we always put the graphic that has the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. This guy, he put up the Tower of Babel. Now, Andrew, I don't know. I mean, you're in California. I'm not sure what percentage of the Californians are a big fan of the Tower of Babel. But this guy is the worst.
Yep. Yep. Him and that Carstens guy. You've played an interview many, many times where Carstens talks about the need for a digital payment system. And he said the problem with cash is that we don't know what people are doing with that cash. And that part gets me every single time. It's like, that cash is my cash that I already paid taxes on. What I do with it shouldn't be anybody's business. And people are having meetings trying to devise a new payment system that could make it so that any transaction you do monetarily with another human being or business can be tracked. And I don't want to be part of that. And if we're being forced to, I want to have a way to transact outside of that. Not that I do anything wrong. It's just I don't want people into my business.
Oh, well, that's, you know, that, and that's many Americans don't want, you know what I mean?
Right.
Certain individuals in their business, because those individuals are sociopaths and have nefarious purposes. And so basically you don't want somebody in your business that's like that. So yes, what they're talking about, Clay and Andrew, and diversifying and keeping a lot, you know, what you have or a portion of what you have in precious metals does help keep certain people out of your business, because right now the banks are getting desperate. They'll tell you their balance sheets are strong. They'll go through all of that with you, but it's the only institution that owns nothing of their own. Okay, they own the building, right? They own the building and they own the teller equipment. But besides that, I'm talking about assets, you know, in like, you know, finances. They own everything. They take everybody else's finances, right? And they function and they rob Peter to pay Paul.
You know, Amanda, I've got this clip here that no one wants to hear of Yuval Noah Harari. I want people to listen to this. No one wants to hear it. I'm going to cover my face. You have to look at this guy because, again, this guy is leading the Great Reset. Here we go.
Increasingly, you know, you apply to a bank to get a loan. In many places, it's no longer a human banker who is making this decision about you.
He's right.
Whether to give you a loan, whether to give you a mortgage. It's in the algorithm.
Right words,
analyzing billions of bits of data about you and about of millions of other customers or previous loans, determining whether you're credit worthy or not.
This guy, I mean, Yvonne, he loves this stuff. I mean, this guy is out there pitching this idea. He actually said recently that the nature of money is going to change dramatically. Listen to this. And again, I don't play these things to motivate myself. I'm just playing this because it's really important for people to understand. This guy, he actually exists. And he's not just a best-selling author who's lost his mind. He is actually praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. And many theologians are referring to him as potentially the false prophet. Listen to this.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
And so the shift we have to make here, and Andrew, I want to see if you could chime in on this, because the shift we have to make is, Amanda, you have a farm, and you have an animal rescue. Mm-hmm. And so you view animals differently than most people. Like, you view animals as a gift from God. I hear how you talk about them. You might view them as an extension of your family. But some people who've never been around animals, we had a guy who came to our business conference, Amanda, you've been to my office before, but we have kind of a hobby farm in my office.
Yes.
And we had a guy who just came to our conference from the great state of California. And Andrew, this guy, he walks in and he says, sir, are you aware you have, I mean, why do you have goats out there? You know, like, he was almost like troubled. Like, these are some sort of like jungle animal that's going to eat his face off. And I said, well, but we have pet goats. And he's like, is that allowed? I mean, can you have those? Are you, you know, and then he's in a little bit later throughout the conference. He's like, what all do you have back there? I said, oh, we got these Pyrenees. We got some goats. We got some chickens. We have some turkeys. We've got some bunnies. And he's going, is that allowed? I mean, you could tell he was almost troubled, Andrew, because he grew up in that San Diego area, and he was troubled by the idea of me not having, I guess, in his mind, the traditional view of what animal ownership could be. And I think that's how people, they need to reframe their view of what money is. Money is just something that stores value. Money is a way to exchange value. Money is a way to exchange value. And a bank is really just a way to save value. So again, money is a way to exchange value, and a bank is a way to save.
Okay, go on, Clay. I'm just seeing some comment I'm going to put up because I have to find this, but go on.
Yeah, and so, you know, money is a way that you exchange, right, back and forth, a medium of exchange, and then a bank is how you save money. So why would you, and this is just my thought, and I tell this to people, I don't know that it works. I feel like I'm shooting a BB at a battleship. I tell people, if you want to save your money, buy precious metals and make your own bank. And then whenever you want to go buy something like a car, a boat, groceries, anything, all you do is, you know, you don't want to do this every day. You want to buy and hold. But what you do is then you just get a hold of your broker, your dealer, your precious metals guy, and you say, hey, I've got 12 ounces of gold, and I want to exchange that for cash. And I think, Sorcine, if you could explain how that works, because that's very normal for me, just like animal ownership is very normal for me, just like eating eggs from the chickens that we own is very normal for me. And I think this is very not normal for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And oftentimes I forget to break it down exactly the way that I'm about to, because it's something that I do every single day. So I don't really think about it as far as how somebody from the outside would be looking at it. So one thing that's very valuable that we've been able to help people do is set up storage accounts at a third party. So it's a vault, it's a depository like a bank, but it's
like Delaware.
But you still own it. Yeah, like Delaware depository. So we've had people where they've sold a home. Let's say you sell a home for $500,000 and it's your second home. It's not the one that you live in. Now you have $500,000 in cash sitting in the bank. And if you've ever had a significant amount of dollars to you, regardless of the dollar amount, if it's a lot of money for you, when you go to sleep those first couple nights, you get scared. You start to think of all the bad things that could happen to that money.
Yeah.
So then you start looking for options and a way to protect yourself. You can't take it out of the bank and keep it at home. Somebody could break into your home. So you can put it in a storage facility where it's insured. Okay. Not the cash, but you buy gold and silver and you store it in a storage facility. And what's great is if you ever need to sell any part of it, you can call me and say, hey, Andrew, I need $30,000. What should I sell? My gold or my silver or a little bit of both? And we'll talk about it a little bit. And then I send you over a transfer form. You just sign it email it back to me. I send it to the depository. I have your metals the next day, and you get a wire transfer about a day or two after that. So if it happens early enough in the week, you can have funds in your hands by Friday. And yeah. If you need it faster, sometimes there's things that we can do to make it faster. So it's definitely the way to go. We're not going to tell you, no, you can't sell it. We're just going to honor whatever request you have.
You know, there's something I want to put up in a moment. Somebody said, I remember, I want to get your gentleman's reaction on this though in a minute, once we finish talking about this, because someone reminded him something I didn't even remember saying. And I did prophesy it because it came back to my mind after. But with the way things are going, okay, after we have hit the boiling point and the precipice, right? It's using wisdom to say, okay, I'm going to take some of what I have and financially put it somewhere where it's safe. It's wisdom in this time. It's wisdom right now because the banks are scared and the banks are nervous. And the banks have been doing things for years they shouldn't have been doing, including bundling mortgages and selling them, which caused the whole 2008 crisis. And this is going on still. And so we have to understand that many times they don't have our best interests at heart. So therefore, we have to use wisdom with what God has given us. And we have to make sure that we are taking what God has given us and stewarding it well and using wisdom in where to put it. God gave us a brain to use for a reason, and he gave us his word to teach us biblical financial principles. And so we have to remember that. Clay, you're muted.
Oh, Bueller. Okay. Am I muted now? Okay.
Yeah, you're muted.
So if you look up a Haggai in the Bible, you know?
Yes, Haggai.
This is not something I'm just randomly making up. I mean, the Bible, unless this is a misprint, which, by the way, there's no misprints in the Bible. It's the irrefutable word of God. But it says here, Haggai 2:8, unless God made a mistake, which he didn't. It says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And at the end of it, he didn't say ... Oops, just kidding. I mean, this was an actual statement. And I want people to understand this idea. Andrew, you know this, for 17 years, since I was 26 years old, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they've been hoarding the Earth's gold in preparation for what? Well, they formed this thing called BRICS.
Their Babel moment.
Right. And this year, folks, the BRICS nations, they added Dubai, Egypt.
Oh, Dubai was a sure one. I mean, they're just sitting on.
They're ready to go. They're ready to go. And so publicly said here, starting in the fall, they're going to introduce BRICS pay and they're going to start doing trades. So Sorcini, you travel from time to time. I know you're a man, you've been all around the world. Have you noticed over the past 10 years that foreign countries are more excited to see the US dollar or less excited, or kind of give us a little, because a lot of people that don't travel internationally, they don't maybe see that. But I mean, the dollar, I'm hearing from people that travel all the time, that nobody wants the dollar anymore.
It's completely done. Like before, if you pull out the money that's in your pocket, you'll have a wad of US currency and then a wad of whatever currency of whatever country that you're in. And you just look at them for some guidance. Like you're trying to pay for something and ask them, which do you prefer? And I remember years ago, they always wanted dollars. Now they don't take dollars at all anymore. And I'm talking about recent experience in that. I did see an experience where I was in, or have an experience where I was in Switzerland, and I had euros and Swiss francs. And they said, okay, either of those are fine, but we prefer the Swiss franc. But there were also dollars in that wad, and they don't want any dollars at all. It's like completely out of the question. In fact, most of the time now, they want digital payments. In Japan, everything's done digital. They don't even want the cash anymore. So I think the world is becoming accustomed to the idea that you don't need to hold currency in your hands anymore, which is just going to make it a lot easier for the BRICS nations to succeed in what their goal is.
Okay. Well, we could put Andrew's info again. And as we close this out, gentlemen, I want to get your reaction real quick to Trump's VP pick. As we close it out, because he picked J.D. Vance.
Well, okay, I'll say this. I'm going to read the statement from Trump. Give me a second here. I'm not playing solitaire. Okay, this is what President Trump wrote. Let's be very clear. I'm going to be very super clear. This is going to be crazy talk here. When I invite you, Amanda Grace, to speak on the stage at the Reawaken America Tour, I give you 0% censorship. Correct me if I'm wrong. I never say, Amanda, don't say this. Right? I've never done that, right? I mean, I'm just, here you go. Here's the mic.
Yes.
And I will tell you, 90% of the time, I feel like I'm riding a missile, you know, to the moon. It's a little bit scary. I don't know if we can get through the firmament. I don't know why I'm on a missile. I'm terrified. And the whole thing is just terrifying. Yeah. Because you're hearing from God, and I don't know what you're going to say. And so every once in a while, people ask me immediately after you speak, well, what did you think about what she said? And I go, I have to watch it twice, which is what I did with your emergency broadcast yesterday. I saw it. And I'm like, I'm going to watch it twice because I want to know what I want to understand it. So when you get a guy like President Trump, we're voting. One of the things you're voting for is his decision powers, his decision making ability, his ability to make decisions. So one of the first decisions that he makes, right, as a president, is the vice president. So this is what he wrote. And I'll just say this on the record. I support President Donald J. Trump as a man that God has anointed and appointed for such a time as this. I believe he's very skilled and talented. I don't believe he has the natural ability needed to dodge a bullet. Probably too soon for that joke, but you know, I don't think President Trump in his infinite wisdom could dodge a bullet, right? So this is a God-led man, a God-anointed man. And so when he is making some of these decisions, I don't give him a hall pass on every decision, but I'm just saying I'm leaning into some of these early decisions and hoping that they turn out to be the best. Yeah. Here's his statement. He writes, after lengthy deliberation and thought and considering the tremendous talents of many others, I have decided that the person best suited to assume the position of the vice president of the United States is Senator J.D. Vance of the great state of Ohio. J.D. honorably served our country in the Marine Corps, graduated from Ohio State University in 2 years, summa cum laude, and is a Yale Law School graduate where he was the editor of the Yale Law Journal and the president of the Yale Law Veterans Association. J.D.'s book, Hillbilly Elegy, became a bestseller and a movie as it championed the hardworking men and women of our country. J.D. has had a very successful business career in technology and finance, and now during the campaign will be strongly focused on the people he fought so brilliantly for, the American workers, the farmers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, and far beyond. So right now, my early statement is I think this is an early decision made by President Donald J. Trump, who I'll be voting for. And I pray that it's a God-ordained decision. So I don't know enough to give you any facts to the contrary, but I'm really hoping this turns out to be a good pick. Andrew, I know you're out there in California where communists reign supreme. Were you wishing that he would have picked Michelle Obama to be his VP, or what's your thoughts?
For me, I'm just glad that it's nobody from this state. I believe in Donald Trump. I feel he's our guy more now than ever. And I've always been for Trump. But if he says that J.D. Vance is going to be a good VP, then I'm all in.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you gentlemen weighed in on it. It has been wonderful having you both on. I'm sure have you back on soon. Clay will pray for your travels as you go forth. And we'll make sure, Andrew, we put your info back up. Oh, Clay, you're muted again.
Am I back there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I wanted to add real quick, and I just want people to know this, you know, again, having been on the phone with Eric Trump as these events were taking place, I just want you to know how grateful and appreciative he was for the prayers of everybody who watches this program. I want people to know how sincerely he was leaning in the morning after the shooting to talk about prophecy. And I want people to understand that God is refining us all, but I just want people to understand this particular ministry, Ark of Grace Ministries, is touching President Donald J. Trump and his family in a way that very few other ministries are. And I'm not saying that to say that Ark of Grace is the only show you should watch, but I am saying for any of you that sow seeds and you donate and you support the Ark of Grace Ministries, you really are sowing seeds into a ministry that's very much relevant in the life of President Donald J. Trump. So Amanda, thank you for not canceling that night of prayer. Although it seemed like the best decision for many on the outside, you were filled with conviction by praying to the Holy Spirit. And I'm just saying you did the right thing. And I thank you. And I really do believe that that prayer call, that the night of prayer, helped President Donald J. Trump to dodge a bullet. So thank you for doing that, Amanda. And I'm so sorry you have a difficult decision to make here with your horse. Andrew, you're much more beautiful than any horse I've ever seen.
Gentlemen, wonderful having you on. And Clay, I appreciate those words. All glory goes to God. Truly, you know, I'm just trying to push forth and do what the Lord has asked me to do.
I mean,
this time. So, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Aren't they fun? Aren't they fun? They're like a mixed bag of nuts when they come on, but they got a lot of information and it's really, you know what I mean? A lot of it is quite insightful. But someone posted something. Now, I didn't remember this until they said it and I went, I got to go find it now. A. Cripe posted this while Clay and Andrew were talking. Amanda gave a word about the VP that it would be a man that rose about bad circumstances. That's how I knew it would be J.D. Vance. Watch his story in the movie Hillbilly Elegy. He is God's pick. Now, I have to find this because I remember giving this now. Thank you, A. Cripe, for posting that because now I remember giving this. We are going to have to find it, though, and that's where it's going to take maybe a little bit of, you know, a few minutes to locate it. But there was a word about the vice president and their qualities that they would possess. Maybe it's a word from the Lord May 6th. Hold on, we might have found it. I'll check this for you guys live. Oh, I found it. Praise the Lord. It was May 6, 2024. So this is what the word of the Lord says. The vice president will be a man of deep thought and conviction. The one being considered, says the Lord, who has been through the fire of affliction and came out humbled, says the Lord. A man of direct words and action, a man who loves me, the Lord his God. These are the qualities I, the Lord, seek, and you, O Donald, should seek as well. Break the curse, O Kennedy. Come out from among them now is your chance. So he's warning the Kennedys there right now in that word also. But that was the word given about the vice presidential pick, and that was back in May. And basically, J.D. Vance fits that. Thank you, A. Cripe, for posting that. J.D. Vance fits that character profile that God put forth, that the God said, the one that's being considered, this is who he is. And so it was J.D. Vance. So all glory goes to God. Yes, I got the Psalm 91 blanket. Thank you so much. We did. It's in our office. So I did. I'll try to get it down here to show it. We do have some gifts to thank people with. Later on in the week, we're going to be doing a broadcast that is a deep dive into all the words going back to 2018 that was pointing at this happening. But we do have a clip to show you. So we have a clip from the night of prayer. But praise the Lord. We'll talk about that later on in the week also. This clip, this prophecy about the vice president and who he was going to be. And so maybe we will find that video where I said that and we'll clip it and we'll put it out because it looks like Almighty God was describing J.D. Vance. So I find it interesting. I think where there's an uneasiness that I feel, and I think because it's all not out of the woods. That's what I'll say about that. So there's an uneasiness I feel because it's not all out of the woods yet with all of this and what happens. But it looks like J.D. Vance fits that profile of the man that God said would be chosen for vice president. So praise the Lord for that. So, like I said, later on in the week, we'll be doing a deep dive, but I want to show you this clip from the night of prayer because this was just 6 days prior to this assassination attempt. And so this clip sets up for the fact that they were going to come at Trump now with physical weapons. And so we'll play it for you now.
Let them taunt in the valley the next 2 months. let them taunt. And then at the appointed time, the Holy Spirit's going to take control of your mouth, Mr. Trump. Mr. President, it's going to take control of your mouth. And you're going to say, you come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, whom you have taunted. And then you will see the overturning happen. And then you will see an unusual path cleared. Because God is an unprecedented God.
That was from the night of prayer, 6 days prior to this assassination attempt. You come at me with sword and spear. I said, you let them come at you with sword and spear and javelin. You let them come at you with physical weapons, Mr. President, because you're going to come to them in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom they have taunted. And so that clip we'll be putting out as well. But praise God for that night of prayer. And I'm going to say this again. When they moved the sentencing, I knew something was up. So when they, now I'm going to tell you something else, that the opposite of immune is compromised. Once immunity was granted in the Supreme Court, they were going to try to compromise and neutralize him. Okay. So once immunity was granted, because the opposite of immune is compromised, right? It's neutralized. So this was going to come after that ruling. But the what's fascinating about the night of prayer is that when they moved the sentencing, I knew something was up. And I had this dialogue with the Lord about what do I do? Do I move the night of prayer? Do I keep the night of prayer? And the Lord made it very clear that I was not to move this night of prayer, that this night of prayer was positioned where it was for good reason and had to be positioned there. And I the Lord checked me, not that I was going to cancel it, but the Lord made sure to check me and say, don't change it. And so I was, after that, very settled that we had to go forth with this and we had to do this night of prayer on July 7th. Now, interestingly enough, now I'm going to look this up, but the number 12 is in here somewhere because I was writing it down today about the number 12 in this as well. We also have another clip for you, I think. Do we have another clip? We have another clip about the, hold on. You can put it to me in the private chat, which clips we have. So I know, basically, okay. Lance Wallnau shared on Flashpoint that Trump was compelled to pick JD Vance. Well, that's probably why, because the Lord named him. Okay. Oh, they have. Okay. So they have something else also that I'm going to cue for you in a moment. But I want to now, like I said, we're going to go over this in depth later on in the week. July 1st, Trump is granted immunity at the Supreme Court. July 1st, he's granted immunity. Okay. 12 days later, this attempt comes on his life. 12 is the number of government and rule biblically. This was a very calculated, biblical, prophetic date to do that because it was 12 days out from when they gave him immunity, and 12 having to do with government and rule. So on the day that equals government and rule, they were going to try to take out the one that was anointed to lead the government. So we have to understand that as well with this, that the amount of time between that Supreme Court ruling and this is no accident. Now we have something else to show you also. We'll show it later on in the week too, but I will. Show it to you and set this up for you, this clip. But this basically has to do with, if you remember, I had started around the time of April saying April is the sixth hour. Remember in Luke where it says in the sixth hour, darkness came over the land and it lasted till the ninth hour, right? And the Lord pointed me at April was the 6 month since the Israel-Hamas war began. So April is the sixth hour. And darkness falls over the land in the sixth hour, and it lasts till the ninth hour, which would be July, okay? Now, we're going to play the whole clip for you in its entirety so you understand the fact that this was pointing at assassinations between, or attempts, between the sixth hour, April, and the ninth hour, July. So we'll play that clip now.
Hello, everyone. I wanted to go over a couple of things very fast that were pointing right at this assassination attempt on President Trump's life. And all glory be to God that the Lord alone in his hand turned President Trump and saved him. On January 16, 2024, the word of the Lord says, there is a mantle upon one of the sons, says the Lord, a mantle for the nation, a mantle for faith. And this year, that son and his family shall see the glory of God and the power of God in a way that turns him to me. That's capitalized. More and more, for he is chosen, says the Lord, to do my work. His wife, says the Lord, is chosen to do my work. And together they shall plow the fields of this nation and watch as I, the Lord, multiply what is being tilled. What happened? President Trump turned. And in him turning, the Lord turned him and the bullet missed and grazed him instead. And his whole family witnessed the true power of Almighty God at work. Now, May 28th, 2024, I had talked about darkness falling over the land in the sixth hour, which is April, and lasting till the ninth hour, which would be July. And we have a clip for you to show you that is going to tie all this in.
Now, I want you to remember too, before we go on, if April is the sixth hour that darkness comes over the land, remember April is the 6 month since that Israel-Hamas war began. So if April is the sixth hour that darkness comes over the land and it lasts until the ninth hour, which would be July, then this assassination attempt happened within that window.
Now, the significance of this clip, when I spoke about the assassination attempt of the Prime Minister of Slovakia, it was May 28th, 2024. And I said, remember, if April is the sixth hour, darkness comes over the land and it lasts until the ninth hour, July, then this assassination attempt happened within this window. That was the precursor and the foreshadowing of the attempt on President Trump's life, because it was within that window of April to July where the Lord said darkness would fall over the land in the sixth hour and would last until the ninth hour. And the Prime Minister of Slovakia was attempted to be assassinated during that time. And now news has broken and it says assassination attempt on Trump scripted like through a copybook. The Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico, who was severely wounded in an assassination attempt in May, which was within that window, took to Facebook Sunday to draw a comparison between the attempt on Trump's life and the attempt on his own, because the assassinations were going to take place, the attempts within that window of the sixth hour to the ninth hour, April through July. When did the PM of Slovakia, when did it happen? May. When did the attempt on Trump's life happen? July. Both within the window that the Lord said. And that was the precursor. Me talking about that with the President of Slovakia's attempt falling within that window was the foreshadowing of what would happen in July to President Trump. So keep the faith right now. Keep in prayer. The fear of the Lord is descending upon the whole nation right now. And we need to keep in that vein right now. We need to keep in that vein. And we need to keep the faith right now. Keep the faith, because this is happening within the window that the Lord spoke it would happen.
Okay, so that ties all of that together, but there was a reason the Lord kept showing me darkness comes over the land in the sixth hour April and lasts until the ninth hour, July. There is a reason for that, and this was that reason. Now, it was March 17th, 2023, and this is an excerpt from the word of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, it shall descend upon your nation, and a holy reverence that has not been seen shall descend upon the people as they humble themselves on their face, as they humble themselves on their face before the Lord. And the Lord says after that, if you reject my capital purposes, says the Lord, they shall bind you in chains. However, says the Lord, if you submit fully, you shall be delivered from the snare of the fowler, O trumpets, says the Lord. That was back March 17th, 2023. So it's fascinating. It is. And we there's a lot for us to go over. And this is why we're going to do a part two of this broadcast and go over more of it later on in the week. And yes, people are talking about this in the chat. First of all, pray for Melania Trump. Pray for Melania. Because her whole life flashed before her eyes with this as well. And pray for her in this and her resolve and her faith and her fortitude in this, and that they are not shaken in the midst of this, but this draws them even closer as a family and actually heals wounds that have been there for years upon years. Heals wounds in their marriage, heals wounds in them personally that have been there for years upon years. So just pray right now. And Barron, because he's the youngest. I mean, pray for Eric and Lara too. And pray for, you know, Don Jr. and Kimberly and the rest of his kids. Pray for them, but pray for Barron as well, because he's the youngest. He's the youngest. And this is hard for a teenager to process. He seems like a very mature teenager, but nonetheless, this is not easy for a teenager to process. So pray for them as well. But this is the lengths. Saul went to the same lengths to take out David. Saul hunted him like a dog, hunted him like a wild animal. And on more than one occasion, tried to take physical weapons and take him out. Now they're in a pickle, and I'll tell you why. This wasn't the only assassination attempt they were plotting against him. They have a plan B. I'm telling you this right now. This wasn't the only one. They had to make a plan B in case this one failed. You need to pray. I'm very serious about this. You need to pray, because they had to make a plan B. And you know what? There is a Judas in the Secret Service or in that arena. And Judas was second tier. I want you to keep that in mind, because Jesus had three inner circle confidants, right? And then he had the rest of the disciples, right, that were in the second tier. And Judas was in that tier, okay? So this may be a second in command that set first in command up. Just remember I'm saying these things. Remember I'm saying them. A second in command that set up the first in command. But there's a plan B. They had to make a plan B in case this failed. We got months left till November. And we got the high holy days coming when Satan gets really angry. Because Rosh Hashanah is the feast of trumpets. So pray, because people are going, let's pray now. We can absolutely do that. We'll end in prayer today. But I'm telling you, there is a plan B with this. This plan B was in case plan A, which was what they did in Pennsylvania, didn't work. Didn't work. The Lord is not going to allow any of their plans to succeed, but Saul had plan A, B, and C with David, how he was going to take him out. So I'm just telling you, they have a plan B. They do. If we think Biden calling Trump behind the scenes and trying to smooth it over is going to make the threat go away, it's not going to neutralize the threat. Almighty God is going to neutralize the threats, and that is how the Trump family is going to learn to trust him more and more with their life. Because he has very soberingly proven that their life is in his hands. And he had put an exclamation point on it. But I'm telling you right now that there is a plan B here. They tried the copy playbook from what they did to the PM of Slovakia. They tried the copy playbook from that, and it failed. Okay? So if the same copy doesn't work, then what you do is you go and make adjustments to the copy and you make it unique to itself so it can't be traced. You make it unique to itself so it cannot be traced. So if they were to try to trace this again and say, well, if they're going to try it again, this is how they're going to do it. It's not going to happen that way. It's not going to happen that way. And I'm not saying it's going to succeed. I'm saying they have it. There's a difference. There's a huge difference. I'm not saying it's going to succeed by any measure, but I am saying that it is been activated. Plan B has now been activated. And Plan B may even be involved then taking somebody out on the other side and replacing that person. But I'm saying there is a Plan B, and it's not going to be a copycat of what we just saw. It's going to be unique to itself. And so just remember that going forward. Just remember that going forward. Because it's a serious time, and it calls for serious measures. So we'll pray, and that's how we'll end the broadcast. And that just flew out of my mouth. So now I got to pray about what Plan B is. Because, you know, that just flew out of my mouth and now I got to pray about it and ask the Lord and pray on this. Okay. So, oh yes, and the classified docs case was dismissed. We'll be talking about that as well later on in the week. They moved from bait and switch to distract and switch. I'm telling you this. Had that plan succeeded, that would have been the distraction. And they would have switched that out. If they move to distract and switch, okay? So what happened on Saturday was meant to be distract and switch, okay? They entertain bait and switch. They move to distract and switch. Distract and switch backfired, caused a political backdraft that we're only seeing the beginnings of. And so we just have to be in prayer. We just have to be in prayer. So, oh my goodness, Lord. Your goodness, not my goodness. Okay, let's pray and we'll end the broadcast for today. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before you, Father. Lord, we praise you for your protection. We praise you that you are an ever-present help in times of trouble, Father God. We praise you, Father God, that you hold everything in existence, Father Lord, that you speak and it is, Father, that your judgments rule and reign supreme, Father God, that your judgment overrides the plans of the enemy. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the plan B that they had set in place before they did what they did on Saturday, Father God, in Jesus' name, expose it. Expose it, Lord. Expose it to its fullest, Father God, that it cannot accomplish what they have meant for it to accomplish. Because as the desperation mounts, the plans get more outlandish. They get more heinous. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, expose these plans. Father God, you expose every inner working, Father God. You expose the blueprint of them, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that your name is the loudest voice right now, that your name echoes across the nation, that the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, sweeps through this nation, Father God, and sweeps through the digital arena of media. That those that have even been the staunchest, Father God, of liberals or the most compromised of Republicans have to say that the hand of God is moving. That out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak, and that you will get a hold of their mouths, Father God. And there are liberal pundits that are going to say things live on air, bringing glory to your name, that are going to baffle the hosts, baffle the heads of media, baffle those watching. And we thank you, Father God, that this is coming forth and this is about to happen. And Father, that private meeting that occurred, where they discussed the bait and switch and the distract and switch, exposed the donkeys and the elephants that were in that room. Expose them, Lord. Expose them for the sneaks that they are and the robbers of the American people they are, and how little they have regard for life in order to hold on to a corrupted power that is nothing more than a pit. Expose it, Lord. Shine your spotlight on it. Shine your truth on it, Father God. Your light permeates every area of darkness, and the darkness has to buckle and submit to the light, Lord. And we just ask for that in the name of Jesus Christ as your children, Father God. And Lord, we just ask it's the continued hedge of protection and your holy angels of offices, rankings, and divisions, Father God, legions of them, rather, right now, surround President Trump, his family, and J.D. Vance and his family, Father God, as they go forth, Lord. As they go forth, Father, to surround and protect them and keep them, Father God. Lord, as they go forth, Father God, as you carve the most unusual of paths in this time, Lord. We praise you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Father, surround Clay in Jesus' name, and Eric and his family and the rest of the Trump family as they travel forth to the RNC. Father, surround them, keep them, and protect them from all harm, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We will keep you updated on Diesel. I take these things very seriously. I actually agonize about them many times before the Lord, because it's a great responsibility we have been given by God over animals and making decisions for them. And you want to make sure you are making the right decision before God that is God's will, because it is very, life is precious. Life is fragile. And we have to treat life as God treats life. Because God allows man so many chances, and he gives us so many chances at life. And we have to be the same, because that is the heart of God. And so when life is that precious and that fragile, you don't easily take it. Okay? And I'm talking about what happened on Saturday too. When life is that precious and fragile, the decision to attempt to take it or end it has to be a decision that God authorizes. It has to be a decision that is biblically authorized. It has to be, because God is the giver of life. And if man has to make a decision like that, we have to be within God's will to take what he gave. You see what I'm saying? To authorize that. We have to be in his will. And so this is why I'm so careful about these decisions. And I just make sure that I am doing what the Lord wants me to do. And I'm being very, very careful. So please pray. Please pray right now. Because if they see improvement, if the fluid dries up out of his belly, they will continue. The doctors will continue. They're willing to, if they see that, but this would be God now. They've done all they can do. This would be God now. This would be God stepping in and doing the miraculous and the impossible far beyond doctors' capabilities. So we will keep you posted. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. I say it every single day. We have other Psalms up there for you to say that I do say. Psalm 51, especially, I like. Ephesians 1 and 3 from the Believer's Authority. Those first few pages have scriptures from these chapters that I say every single day. It is so important that we activate the word of God. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so we have to make sure that we are speaking the word and that we are using the sword of the Spirit, because God gave it to us and we should be swinging it. Also the Lord's Prayer as well. There's an order to that prayer. That is so important to our prayer life. I say that every day as well, the Lord's Prayer. And so I encourage you to do the same. So thank you everyone for joining us today and hanging in there with us. We will be back on later on in the week. We will announce we're going to go over a deep dive with prophecy. There's going to be a deep dive that's happening. We will announce, but we're going to be putting up clips too. So please look for that. And if you can, reshare the night of prayer. We have it on Twitter right now, on X. We have it on YouTube, Rumble. We have it on our app as well, but if on the social media platforms, Facebook, if you could reshare the night of prayer, it needs to be reshared, and more people need to watch it, get in agreement with it, and see it, because it was so crucial when that was positioned to be done. So please, if you can, share it. You could go to our X platform as well, at Amanda Grace _ AOG, and you can share it from there as well. But also on YouTube, I believe you can share it. You could definitely share it on Facebook. So thank you everyone for joining us. We'll be back on in the next couple of days or so. We will announce, and keep the faith. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hello everyone, Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us, and so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. Hey, everybody. Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.